Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the fourth show today. I haven't had a week where I didn't do very much. I'm now doing four shows a day. I can't believe it, really. But there you go. I must have woken up again. I've been asleep all week, haven't I? So this is live from the laundry room, which is usually a conversation between me and Freedom Warrior. So I'm just going to share the show and let him know that I'm live. There we go. So that's the bat signal. So that should potentially bring him in a few minutes if he sees it, if he's not busy. In the meantime, I've been doing Project Veritas and I've been doing a stand in the park this morning, which was interesting. That's 20, 25 people maybe showed up in the park. And we met by there's a lake with an island in it, swans and ducks and what have you, and a picnic area by the cafe. And that's when we met in Leasers Park in Newcastle. And I don't know any of these people, so I just went up to them. I basically just went, I'm guessing you must be the Rebel Alliance. Obviously a Star Wars reference, but, I thought that would be a way to introduce myself, if nothing else. And they're a friendly bunch. They introduced me to everybody, which was about six or seven people at the time. And by the time I got to the last person, I'd forgotten all the other people because I'm terrible with names. But I'll get used to them. And it seems like a good bunch. Everybody's got a different perspective, which is a good thing because it means that you don't get bogged down in an echo chamber quite so much. So everybody's coming from a slightly different place with a slightly different way of doing things and different boundaries and what have you. So it'll be all right. I was there for an hour and an hour and a quarter or something. I went for a walk around the park and I could have stayed longer, but I thought it's the first one. So I'll just pop in, say hello, introduce myself, have a conversation with a couple of people, which is what I did. And I'll get to know people as I go along. I can't do big groups of people, so a group of 20 people is too many. Right, I don't need Google Assistant at this point. Hi, Punisher, welcome to the room. At the moment, I'm having a conversation with myself, but you're welcome to call in if you want to have a chat. This is an open kind of forum.
First of all, good afternoon.
All right, man, that didn't take much persuading. Usually I have to talk to people for half an hour to get them to call in, and you're straight in there.
When you get used to Podbean and you've been on for almost a year and you've been off for a year, you can't forget.
Yeah, it's all right. You get used to it, don't you? I mean, I don't jump onto people's shows all that often. I tend to stay in the background, but there's plenty of opportunities if you want them to be there. And we've got Freedom Warrior in, so Freedom Warrior, if you want to call in, you're welcome, mate.
Thanks, man.
So we'll get a couple of people up here. We'll have a chat for half an hour or 45 minutes or whatever. This is a
Thank
regular.
you. Good evening.
Hello, Mr. Freedom Warrior. How are you doing?
Good evening. What's
Good
going
afternoon.
On?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
It's afternoon here, so where are you from? If I might ask specifically.
I'm from Amsterdam, the Netherlands.
Oh, no wonder you said good evening.
Yeah, I'm in the UK, so it's about 7 o'clock where I am.
That's 2:50 here. Well, 2:05.
And whereabouts is that in the States?
United States.
Yeah, East Coast or West Coast? I have no clue what what's the time differences are.
I'm on the north side, so.
Huh. All right. So it's the three of us tonight.
Yeah, well, it's whoever shows up. Ultimately, I'll keep the room open for 45 minutes or an hour or so or whatever, and we'll just have a chat. It's a no politics chat, so whatever's been going on, it's just a life conversation.
Right, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a few weeks now, me and Freedom Warrior. Are you welcome?
Yeah. I just started back on Podbean, so.
What did you do before on Podbean? Did something else?
I've done it before, yeah, because I had a friend of mine help me out. We became good friends. And when I went back on it, I was kind of heartbroken because he passed away. It was a boating accident that he was on. And no one told me.
All right.
So I was kind of distraught out by that. So I'm like, so I lay off Podbean for almost about a week and a half, month and a half, somewhere between there.
All right. Like you were doing the show together or you were just inspired?
No, it was our separate shows. We were doing different shows. He had his show, I had mine. And when I heard he passed away in a boating accident, I was kind of heartbroken because he was training me to be part of Podbean, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's always, you know, when you meet people.
And no one told me that he passed away.
Yeah, that's kind of
strange. Because I thought he left the show. I thought he left Podbean. I thought he was done with it, you know. And next thing I know, when I heard his father go on the air, it was a recording that I read. His real name was Aaron. And I'm like, if they're going to do this as a father and son podcast for Father's Day, but he died in a boating accident, which he drowned. And I never knew. So I was kind of heartbroken because of that.
It's difficult, man, because there's no real way to do personal kind of messaging or anything on Podbean, so you've got to use, like, Telegram or Discord or something else to do that sort of stuff. It's a tricky one, because it...
What can you do, though? It happens.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame.
Yeah, it's also a question of, with the whole Podbean thing, that it's maybe a little bit the privacy thing, that it's not so easy to reach out. And on the other hand, in this case, it would have been very handy if somebody could reach out quicker, in this case, when somebody passes away.
Yeah, I know, I agree.
Yeah, Jack's come in, so Jack, if you want to call in, you're welcome. We might have a panel here today, we might have a round table here.
Yeah, it's getting better now, Mr. Radio Projects. I thought this is a good format.
All right, yeah, it is a good format. Well, I've just been sitting with an open room for half an hour waiting for people. Not tonight, but last week. I tried a couple of days last week, and I had one conversation that I posted, and nobody showed up. The rest of the days I opened the room, so. I think it's a 1 in 5 chance of actually getting people in.
Yeah, but I thought... It depends who you get.
You know, if they're from the Middle East, India, it doesn't matter. It depends who you get.
Yeah, see, I don't really mind. I'll talk to anybody.
So do I. I mean, I don't care.
It's all good.
Yeah, but I thought you also wanted to do it on Sunday, the show, this particular show.
Yeah, I do, but I was just testing it out during the week, and it's like the 4 o'clock, because I used to do a show at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, and people used to come in a little bit, but it's getting better. It is getting better. There's more kind of activity around about that time now.
Yeah. Yeah, seems like a good time slot then.
That's good news for you.
Well, now, I mean, this is now, what's the fourth edition now of this show, I think?
This is the fourth.
That we do, yeah. On the Sunday, yeah. Yeah, it's now three people, four people, you know, calling in. That's already moving ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm already following you, so you're good.
Yeah, I think...
It's Jack.
Is he there? Did he call in? Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Gentlemen, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, good evening here, but good morning.
Good afternoon here.
Wherever you're at in the world.
I don't think it matters wherever you're in the... I don't care what part of the world you're in. If it's morning, afternoon, evening, I don't think it matters.
I've said that so many times. I've done four shows today already. I'm sick to death of introducing shows.
You know, you kind of remind me of... Your voice kind of reminds me of somebody that I know, not from YouTube.
Right? But probably not me. I've got 11 subscribers on my Radio Projects channel on YouTube, and there's about 350 on my Psychic channel.
Well, he plays PUBG Mobile, and he goes by the name Buska. You kind of remind me of Buska.
Right, okay.
That's what you remind me of.
Years ago, I used to do tarot readings on YouTube. Mm-hmm. This is about 10, 11 years ago now. And I built that.
Right.
I put a lot of work into that channel, and I was making money. I was getting money for private readings, but it was too... It was like not enough money to cover the time I was putting into the channel. So I had to stop it.
I mean, anybody can make a YouTube channel. It's just getting the right type of views and followers.
Yeah, the marketing, I think, of it is also kind of a little bit your own. The way you move around the, what is called, the algorithms and all that.
I mean, I did a podcast on Clash of Clans when I did my YouTube channel, and I was getting views, a lot of views, but I wasn't getting any subscribers. I was getting the views, but the subscribers weren't there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that kind of went south for the winter, so I decided to go on different platforms like Podbean and a few others, start up a new adventure for me.
Well, it's good to get creative and try the different avenues, and if something doesn't work necessarily, it's not necessarily a lost project, it's something you gain, some new experience. So it's always
something
good
that Jocko, there's something that Jocko said, if you want to do something, go out there and do it. You know, that's one thing he said.
Yeah, you just work it out as you go along, ultimately.
Yeah, that's usually the case. And if you do it, you'll find it. And it's me personally, I have a lot of struggle with that when you realize you just have to do it and you keep thinking it over and over instead of just doing it and discovering it.
You always discover new things.
Yeah, especially in the creative part, I realized it doesn't matter. If it's never lost, you do it, and sometimes you can... use it again, or you can use bits of it, and it's never really lost in a creative sense. So it's always, whatever you do, you can have a good sense of accomplishment about it.
Yeah. I mean, if you start your own show on Podbean, something like that, or a podcast, or a show, or a talk show, a lot of times you're going to have people that have negativity, though, and a lot of times negativity is not that good. It has to be positive. You know.
For sure, yeah. It helps a lot.
It's like the other day, I was on the Joe Smoso or something like that. I can't remember the actual guy's name. But there was one guy cursing out JKK and all that crap. And he was like going to different shows and showing the support for the devil and all that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. I mean, I wish you were there to see it.
Yeah, you find all sorts.
You're going to find all sorts of people that are pretty sick in the world.
Yeah. We have all kinds of levels to the human experience. And sometimes it's not so pleasant. And so what's going on with Jack then? My We haven't talked much, just only sometimes in the show here and there to the chat.
I'm just taking care of the home front. Had to take a little break for the negativity aspect of you guys, what you were just saying. You get on the shows and you hear a lot of negativity and a lot of low vibrations there. And when I do my news from around the world here in the United States, just all the negativity, it really got me. And then here at home, what I'm reading and talking about job shutdowns, all that, forced facts, that stuff, it hit here at home, and the stress was quite overwhelming after coming back from a very nice spiritual adventure, and I had to take a break and regroup my mind. And so
yeah,
I'm back.
I heard that with your brother, right?
What's that?
You went away with your brother, right?
Yeah, my brother is, he's 10, 11 years younger than I am. He may be younger, but we weren't raised together. Nobody actually would know that we're brothers. He's half Filipino. He's my half brother. And I just, the smoke was so overwhelming where I was at. Because of my asthma, I was trapped inside, and if I went outside, I had to wear a full respirator. It looked like something out of Star Wars, and it just got to me, and I asked him, hey, do you want to go? And we went on, and he's really into his spiritual side, connection, his consciousness, finding more like I am. He's on a different plane. He doesn't have other home duties that keep him bound from experiencing, but we went on an 8-day journey through the desert and a lot of driving, and it was really eye-opening, really settling the I don't even know how to put it, the frustration inside my chest, and just all this rage that I had, it subsided being out in the desert and being able to sit out in the middle of nowhere and meditate and really gain the feel of the earth and the good vibrations. It was an amazing, beautiful thing, and I'd do it in a heartbeat again. We literally just threw stuff in the car. I grabbed essentials, and we just went out, and we slept in the dirt for all but 2 days. We had a couple instances where we had to get a room, but it was an amazing adventure, and I recommend anybody just to get to nature that way. It's very spiritual and eye-opening. Maybe not the way we did it, but it was incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's so important. I was also a week out in nature, and you walk through the forest, and there's almost no one there. And you smell the fresh breath, air, and you got a lot of pines up there, beautiful pine trees, and then there's lots of water and birds, and it was just so good. And you can do barefoot walking where you can connect with the earth for an energetical level, and it's very important. And I understand that people get overwhelmed, especially if you follow all this news and you see the threat of it. It's very very dangerous. But this show is actually not about politics, so I have to remove a little bit some of the otherwise.
That's true. It's not about politicians.
Right. And like what you said, freedom is, that's what I did. So we were in the Arizona and the Utah desert and that red sand, and it's amazing the connection of the energy, and when you're grounding yourself and walking through that sand barefoot, I've worked all the way up until a year and a half ago. I've worked all the time, 10, 15, 16 hours a day, and I never had a chance to vacation, to speak, without being in a hurry. And just being able to kick off the shoes, walk through the sand in the desert at that, be able to climb up on areas where ancient, Indians, people who crossed through there where they lived life, was just amazing. I have a photo. I got to dig out these photos sometime, where we're on top of a sandstone rock out in the middle of nowhere in these deep canyons. It's called Pariah, Utah. They used to, there was a town there at one point in time, of course, copper mining, things like that. And then they used it for a movie set. Heavy rains go through there, washed out. But we're sitting on top of this sandstone and just kind of chipping away. And here's a piece of wood just embedded in the sandstone. And it's petrified. And then right next to that, there's a footprint that's embedded into this sandstone that's been there for who knows how many years, and who knows how many years it's been since somebody climbed up to this particular rock and sat on top of that. And it was just a very deep experience. There's, you don't have the 5G, you don't have cell phones, you still have planes going over. But however, it was the most amazing adventure that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I bet. Because that's what happens for you. Find the right connection and feel it. And yeah, I guess that's where we're supposed to be a little bit connected with everything instead of, especially if you work that much without so many hours without real sense of freedom, then of course all those frustrations follow up and all the being stuck in the same rhythm, the same cycle, that kind of, yeah, puts a lot of pressure on you internally.
Not just internally, but mentally too, because a lot of times when you put a lot of pressure on your mind, it hurts.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's being in survival mode for so long with the job, and then when all this happened and my life got turned upside down pretty well. Not as much as others, and I'm fortunate, and I have to look at that every day, but I was in pure survival mode again, and on top of other issues, I'd hurt my back and couldn't function and all sorts of things, but being able just to get out there and release and just look around and just not think, it was beautiful. And then coming home, it's back to, oh, the world, if you will, and everything going on in it, and it gets a little overwhelming. It just feels that weight on your shoulders again that you can't always do something about. You want to, but I just had to take a little break and reorganize.
Yeah, man, there's something about deserts as well. The only desert I've ever been in was the Australian outback, believe it or not, about 20 years ago, and we got to Ayers Rock, to Uluru, and it had been like there'd been no rainfall for about 5 years. And the week we got there, it was a torrential downpour. So the whole of the desert burst into life after 6 years of being dormant. It was remarkable. I could feel the life force in these plants as they were, like, as the energy was rushing up into them. It was amazing.
Yeah, I got the experience that as well. We were sitting in the middle of nowhere. It's just amazing seeing, probably much like the outback, you just see these big electrical storms coming. The lightning's just like tentacles connecting for miles upon miles. And when it rained, you could feel the life because everything underground's connected, and you could just feel the energy soaking up and things coming back. It was beautiful. I should post some photos on Telegram. I really should.
Yeah. I mean, I should do it. I mean, this is beautiful, man, an experience like that. And we have too little of it, sadly. But that always makes me think this is much more the way we're supposed to live, connected with it, and not in this, living in these houses, as my friend that's from Vienna, living in these chicken boxes, he always calls it. He hates it. He's a rural nature man. He always wants to go out there, swim, and go into the forest and the mountains.
Yeah, man, you bring that back with you. You bring the energy back with you, the other nature.
I think we lost a lot Love it. I felt a lot of new energy the last 2 days at work, you know, with different spirits for a while.
Yeah, man, it changes your perspective on a lot of things, just taking a break and getting away.
Yeah, you all need it. It's always, I always felt trapped with work, like 5 days work. It was always like you only live for the weekend. And then, I mean, sometimes you have a job that's nice, but generally it's always the same trap, working 5 days, coming home, 2 days weekend, working 5 days. I could never stand it for too long. I feel always trapped in that system where I don't belong. I need the more free I am, the kinder I am, the more loving I am, the more creative I am. And the more I'm forced into a 40-hour work week or whatever, the less, my light burns, so to speak.
I think the definition for you is insanity. We're paying the same thing over and over again. And that's not a good thing.
No. But some people don't seem to feel that way a lot of times, and that's okay too. But I always felt that, and it's always been a struggle to hopefully get out of it one day to really... Or you should become some sort of writer, lucky to be able to be away from society generally. But if you're one of those persons, I see many, not many, but I see it. I know people who are also struggling with it all the time. My friend in Vienna also all the time, he's struggling against this system, which is basically a dying system, actually, because it's no longer sustainable. So, I mean, it's difficult to make that leap from to the next thing. And where that exactly is, we don't know yet.
Yeah, I think the future for me has got to be self-employment somewhere down the line. And I'm in the system now. They put me on a restart scheme, which means that I get extra support looking for work or finding the right job or whatever. So I've got to go down for a restart interview on Wednesday. So I don't like being in the system to that extent, but I think it's necessary at the moment. I'll get some help with going self-employed.
Yeah, you're also a bit in a difficult situation there, of course, financially. And then when you're at that level, the system is pretty brutal, at least here in the Netherlands is, and I know it's in Austria and in other places nowadays. It's not so nice anymore to be dependent on the state.
No, brutal is the right word, man.
I mean, it was a bit overdone here too. I mean, it was too easy. You know, when I came from school, I had no job. I could directly get money. I mean, that was also a little bit crazy, but now it goes the other way.
And that's where I'm at. That's what I've been trying to do is start my own thing. And it's been a lot of failures, not educated enough and into it. But however, I'm developing a plan here where I think I'm actually, not that school's always the answer, but they have classes that they can teach you. And I'm really into the podcasting, and I want to make videos, and I want to be creative and do my own thing, and I don't expect to get rich off of it. I just want to be able to survive and just share the world with all this bound up knowledge in my head. And by going to school, it provides two things. You get the grants and loans to be able to survive while you're learning, so I'm able to provide for my family. But on top of that, I can bring a talent to the world to express myself, not in necessarily the artistic way, but it's also a different skill. All the skill set I've had for the last 20 years or so has been sales. When I was younger, I mean, I was an alternator starter guy. I knew electricity, things like that, the trades. But the world is changing, and the way my body doesn't like to do physical labor, I have to figure out something. And I never want to go back into selling cars and doing that business. It's an unmoral business, in my opinion. Not that making money's unmoral, it's the people that you're around, and I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, since the pandemic started, the only real people that were making money was podcasters. And now all of a sudden the world's reopening and people are starting to make money. But it's a slow process.
Yeah, I think it's also many people are looking for that different way. Many people have been in the system for so long, they definitely want to get out. And not all, but a lot of people, like, yeah. I think it's also good to find a way in taking schools, if that helps, taking kinds of courses or whatever, if that helps. And if you also, yeah, you clearly also can do it. I mean, you do a show, which is already pretty good. And yeah, it's also having the guts to follow really your own self, your own desire, be able to express that what you have to give to the world.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
When you guys are talking about YouTube, and you know, there's been shooting, there's a lot of content creators out there, and a lot of guys make great videos, things like that. I don't know how to do it like they do, and I want to put it together beautifully, if you will. And I've tried. I made one video. It's on BitChute. But it just wasn't up to snuff, and trying to learn all this stuff from home and trying to figure out what's the right program without...
The trick is you gotta make more than one video, though. One video is not gonna cut it. You know, that's the trick to it. Because for me, I had to make like 5 different videos until I got subscribers. So that was 4 videos altogether. You know,
but you knew already how to prepare all it, how to put a good video on or not.
Yeah, I do know. It's just I lost a lot of fan base on YouTube. That's why I went to Podbean and a few other podcast apps to get back that fan base. And now I got it back. It's working out for me right now, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I just was asking because Jack was not yet has not yet for himself, but I understand the skills, and that's why I probably didn't make many more videos. So that's what I was getting out of it.
Right, and that's exactly it. I don't have the skill set, and when I'm trying to look around and trying to find the right video platform to what I want to do and how I want to put it together and put the right voice over it and find the right programs to change the voice, make it deeper. You know, if it's Halloween, per se, and if I wanted to do like a Halloween special video of, you know, some history of Plymouth Rock and the witches and Salem and stuff like that, I want to be able to do it good where it's not like a video that I see like I'm like, whoa, this kind of sucks. And
well, you always look at you can always look at, like, Jocko Willink or Joe Rogan. They're a type of podcast that do their videos on YouTube, and they do very well. You know, you can look at some of those type of guys.
Right.
Yeah, it's always a bit...
And it's a good start, too, you know.
Not something I wouldn't mind doing for the next 20 years, and I want to travel as well. And be able to go have the funds and be able to take care of the family and travel and do the search for the truth, if you will. There's been a lot of documentaries, things like that, where people go out looking for this stuff. But I want to – they never get to the point. They never find what they're looking for. And I know that's extremely hard. I just went out and recently did it. I was looking for the Giants. I went for looking for the Hopis and Hopi legend when I was down there as well. However, I did have amazing synchronicity. I met Wally Brown. He's the chief elder of the Navajo teacher. I met him at a gas station. It was one of the most amazing things. I was just listening to him on the way down there. And I would want to get more into that where I could spend a week with that culture and really put something that's not a PBS special or a documentary, if you will, but something that's in-depth and engaging. And I feel that if I can learn the fundamentals of how to put everything together like that, I could bring quality to the people. And it's not, again, it's not all about making the money. It's bringing quality information so people are educated in this very upside-down world.
Yeah, you're right. It depends on what type of content you create for it. You know, it depends on that too. So there's like a 50% chance of doing it both ways.
Right. And this, I'm very into Antarctica, you know, the unknown or the alien UFO stuff. Just everything that we really theorize about, and just the put together a team to be able to go and travel and to do it right at that, and people who are into it and really dedicated to it, where we could, you know, travel down to Antarctica and stand on the mountains that go in between South America and Antarctica and say, hey, see, look, this is what the world really was, and be able to publish on YouTube versus going to like a main platform like PBS or, you know, Discovery Channel or something like that. Just real people doing
real things. Or Instagram channel for that matter.
Right. Yeah. Real people doing real things, just like us being, we're real people doing podcasts, and we're just not set with how I see it. A lot of the big time podcasters, they're getting together with other big time podcasters and they push a form of a narrative, not all of them, but just to be able to, you know, show all sorts of stuff. It would just be amazing to me to be able to do that.
But each podcast from Jocko Willink to Joe Rogan to Tommy Dreamer, they have their own different platform, you know, but they're under contract with themselves or under contract with some other company, you know. But if they do team up, that's going to be a huge recipe for disaster. So they're under contract with other companies.
Right. Joe Rogan with his $100 million contract with Spotify, yeah, you get sequestered a lot. And that's something that I wouldn't want to do. I'd rather live on the poor scale than have that high end and not being able to say what I want to say or being handcuffed when I want to be able to present something, just to be able to show it. Not to be in a I'll use James O'Keefe for an example. I just watched him not too long ago. I'm not an Ingrid Grill kind of guy. I just want to search for the truth and be able to bring it to the best of the ability and not misconstrue people, just like I say on my show, don't ever believe me. Research it and check it out. I would love to be able to do that, just to bring all the truths to people, not necessarily the politics, that there's so many people who do that. Just the other realms that we don't see, the real magic that's out there, your consciousness, the real story.
The mindset of the human mind. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's a real look right.
But when you take a look at Jocko Willink, he focuses on more of the military aspect of what he served in and what he did. And he's talking to other veterans about when they served, even if it's declassified, it's still classified information.
Right. Yeah, I've followed him a little bit.
Jocko Willink?
Yeah, my buddy.
But he does long podcasts, though. It's just ridiculous.
Right. And I've noticed, you know, on the YouTubers, things like that, I'd like to be able to condense a lot of information. And if I was to do that, I'd put it into 15, 20 minute videos. It's not in this.
I'm going to put myself on mute real quick. I got to choose something for lunch.
Okay, I'm on noise.
I'll be back.
There you go, guys.
Yep. So that's what I would like to do. And I mean, having a team around the world to be able to go and explore and put it all together. And it's a hard thing to do. It's dedicated. Everybody has different lives, but be able to go out and show what's going on in, say, Dennis's world and Lawrence's, and, you know, we put it all together in one beautiful 15-minute video of that week or that day. And I'm just using examples. I'm not pinning anybody. I'm not asking for that. I'm just saying how wonderful with the technology that we have today that we could do that and put it all together and it seems damn near impossible. People from around the world would be able to get together and we could all go and explore each avenue all at the same time right now.
Yeah.
We might be able to put that together as a Zoom call somewhere down the line with everybody on location in a different place.
Right. Everybody reporting from a different area and different time, and that'd be pretty amazing.
Sorry, I haven't eaten all day, so.
No worries. Yeah, that's
going to take a while. It's going to take a while to cook anyway, so.
All right.
John Lawrence?
Yeah, it would be a beautiful endeavor creative endeavor to go out and do that, to report the truth and do it with an honest heart and not just for money. Of course, you need money, but I mean, not as the main motivation, but to really present something truthful. And yeah, but you have the right people who also share that same hard belief, then you can create some beautiful material.
Right. Several months ago, I went out. I was trying to do this, and I was going to be reporting the truth. And it's difficult in my area, but I went out and spent, I mean, the last of my funds, and especially on this last trip, to I went out and I got the video camera, I got the light ring, I got everything set up to do like a whole presentation on there. I have a hard time putting my face on camera. I don't like to do it, but if it was for something like that, non-boring, or just do a voiceover, or have somebody else that has a good voice do a voiceover of the
experience.
Unless
you want to do more, you're talking about more audio that you could do?
Right.
Instead of doing your actual look face, instead of looking at yourself in the camera, you're doing more audio.
Right.
It's the best way you can do it, but...
Yeah, not everybody is great in front of a camera, that's true, you know. And if you don't feel comfortable and it's not your thing, then, yeah, it can be a bit tricky. Yeah. Then a voiceover will be great, yeah.
I find that the narrators on a lot of videos that I watch, there's a lot of great information with the guys that are put on there in interview. But with the voiceover, the narrator... I find more information in a narrator explaining the summary of things in more in-depth when you have people being interviewed on there. And that's just me. I mean, it'd be trial and error, but again, it's fun.
I got a quick question to ask you. If you were able to do a podcast for real, I mean, we do it for real here on Podbean, but if you were able to do it for real to make the funds and everything, what would you prefer, black light or actual color light?
What do you mean?
They have a separate lighting, like a dark light where you see just black and white, and they have an actual light. I can't remember the actual name of the color, but it's actual, where it shows your actual color skin.
I would probably do a black light.
Black light? So you would do it like Jocko Willink?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I would ask, you know. Not wrong with asking.
No. And when it comes to the podcasting, going back and forth, I watched Ram, our buddy Ram on here, and how I was trying to do this at the beginning, trying to figure this out, but how he has the background faded in there and it shows the face, and he did it beautifully how it shows his face on there, and then it goes back and forth. And I was trying to set up a camera thing where when someone would talk and the microphone it'd fade to black and then fade to them and go back and forth. It's pretty good how he did it on his last one. I just my brain, I get so scattered. I have so much that goes on. My brain does not like to focus on one thing at a point in time, so that part's a little difficult. However, if I sat down and wrote it out and my house was tidy, I'd be able to put some pretty good stuff together. That's our goal for today, to try to be able to get our house nice and clean and get my area that I have. That's, my house is always loud. It's a decent-sized house. It just echoes a lot. It's poorly built. But to be able to have my area where I can just completely focus on this and do this during the day while my son's at school and my dad's studying and all that good stuff.
You're trying. I know you're trying. It's not easy.
No, trying to figure out how to make it in a new world. As I was talking with my wife, and she understands. I always say I'm a bit crazy, and that's fine. Sometimes my craziness, it really works out, and sometimes it's a really big-time failure. Being in the world that I was in, being in that sales world, that's what you do. That's your identity. However, it wasn't me, so I'd say it's always an actor. And so when all this hit, a year and a half later, it's like, wow, so who am I? I'm trying to figure myself out, not being that actor that I've been in that world for so long. And I've noticed a lot of people are doing that when they lose their jobs, they have to change things like that. They don't know themselves. And so this last year and a half, I've done some things that I don't appreciate of myself. Other people do not appreciate myself, but also at the same time, in my defense, I'm trying to find myself. And this trip really helped me humble myself and find myself. Now that I've found myself, it's a matter of what my passion is that I have and being able to, you know, make a buck at it, not make millions. That's not what it's about, but also just to give it away to the people and to give that the pure heart away is what I want to do, and, you know, make a buck doing it at the same time, which is our devil's advocate in this world. Devil's advocate in this world, but I'd rather give it away and struggle doing other things than to sign a $100 million contract where I can't do what I want to do with my creativity. Not that I'm that creativity, but you know what I'm saying. I'd rather.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I don't want to be controlled by anybody.
But would you like to share your story with other podcasters? Tell them your story about what drew you to it.
Absolutely. I think.
Well, it depends on who you get, though. You know, you have to make a lot of calls.
And I have done that. I've talked to some incredible people over the last 6 months. I didn't get them on my show, and that's all right. My name's not big enough. It's not for everybody, things like that. But however, it's been really cool to talk to some of these amazing people. Just via email. And it's been cool too. There's this Bubbles project out there, and the guy is helping people with the loss of children, vaccine injured, things like that. He's building a refuge basically for them. And it was really neat to be able to help them in my search for the truth, and not to get in the politics, but I had to figure out what was going on with this Trump shit and all this other stuff. However, when I was down there doing that, I made a contact with a higher news source that's on Frank's speech, stuff like that, and I was able to get those folks passed on to that news source. And they ended up getting on a they have a million viewers, and they were able to get on there and share their message. And that was really amazing that I was able to participate in doing that. I'm not saying that I did it, but it was awesome to be able to hook those people up so they could get their good message and their goodwill out. That was fantastic.
Yeah, you know, you're already on your way, basically. And
that's true.
Yeah, me and a good friend of mine, we also always say this to each other when we're struggling with things and doing also right things. We also say to each other, hey, yeah, you are on your right way, you know. And when I hear you too, it's also you're on your right way. You're just not yet there. And most people don't know who they are because we never spend time finding out who we are because we don't have time to find out who we are. And then we're being kept in this box of what we are not, or what we inspire to be, which is also not really us.
I mean, we got the time for it, but we have to pay bills, we have to pay the electric bill, we have to do the cooking, we have to do the cleaning. I mean, it's like, who has time to do it?
Yeah.
Right. And then at the end of the day, it's, and in my previous world, it was my last go around. I always wanted to be something to live up to some expectations of what people thought I wouldn't be as a kid. And so being into this mansion on the last go around, I took off something that I thought I could chew, and I could chew, but then I had so many people relying on me to do simple things. And it's not like we're working at a factory where each person has a job. It's using your brain, figuring these things out. You have people that are unwilling to participate, just want you to do it. It fried my brain to the point I couldn't even think any longer. And I'd rather do that for people who are willing to grow versus ones that just want things done for them. And I've kind of fallen in that realm a little bit. But, and then you come home and you're trying to live your life and spend time with your kid, and you have your phone blowing up constantly. And I was sending emails all night long dealing with customer stuff, and it didn't stop. It never stopped until May of last year. It finally stopped, and it was like, oh, and then a bunch of other stuff happened, and now it's finally at a settle time. But trying to figure out how to put it all together, sitting around for days with rambling notes, trying to figure out how to do it, and then getting the will to get up and put a good podcast together amongst the evening after my son gets home from school and after his sports, and be a good dad and be a good husband, prepare dinner while they're out at work and they're out at school, and I'm here at home just trying to figure out my own thing. That and when I say about scheduling, that's what the scheduling is. And then my son's getting up early in the morning, and so I can't really do the midnight podcast anymore, because then it's, for me, it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and then we're up at 6:30, and then I can't fall back asleep, or I feel guilty going back to sleep, because then you wake up and it's like, oh, got a few things to do, and boom, it's just all over again. It's that full repetition of being in the box. So I'm trying to still figure out that balance.
Is there a way you can do it? Because I run my podcast, I get up around 5 or 4 o'clock in the morning, start at 6 o'clock in the morning for my podcast, and do it that way. Would you be able to do it that way?
Right. And I've thought into that as well. And then a lot of the connections and the people here on Podbean that we chat with, it's, I don't know where you're at, but for the two guys here, it's,
I'm in Florida. I'm on the,
okay. So you're 3 hours ahead of me. So it's almost 3 o'clock your time. And then for, Dennis and Lawrence, they're 8 hours ahead of me. And then, same with Graham. And then you have South Osmond, who's 16 and a half hours ahead of me. And, some of them I get together with here and there, like Jester, not too often, but that's the one thing that's important to me, is that we all have this great synchronicity, this great connection out of the rest of the podcasters out there. Not that there's not going to be more that come along the lines. It's just that this is a good relationship and a good friendship, I feel, that we built up. And I like to have, and I know we can't always catch each other's shows and things like that, but it's important to me that we keep these relationships going, because I see these as lifelong relationships as well.
Yeah, for me, I'm trying to set up an alarm system to where I could send my alarm for my time for my show and set my alarm that way. And that way I could be able to go in Podbean and start my show. Maybe not at the time I want to start it, but because by the time I start at 3 o'clock, and it's already 3:01 when I started. So it's a little bit offhand where.
Right. And getting together with Dennis, I keep, you know, we're in Telegram together, and I'm like, I missed it. And I had set alarms to get up and to do that. And then it's like, shit, I missed him. And then, you know, no real way until we have Telegram. And I don't have an alarm set on Telegram for that. Otherwise my phone would be going off all the time. So I frequently pop on there like obsessive compulsive, trying to figure it out. And I feel so incredibly bad when I miss these things.
No, don't worry.
Well, just set.
Otherwise, you just get overwhelmed by notifications from thousands of people in thousands of
people. Yeah. I got it. So, for some reason, I can't shut off Charlie Ward. I can't shut off his notifications, so when I'm on my laptop, that's where I have two computers. I've got it kind of set up kind of good now, where I have my old PC, and then I have my laptop, and so when I'm reading my stuff, I'm reading off one, but then I look at my laptop, and I have all these notifications going off from Charlie Ward, and then on the other side, I got to figure out how to shut those off.
Yeah, we'll get something sorted out where we do a pre-record. I'll do a 20-minute pre-record with you, and I'll just put it into the show somewhere.
Yeah, that's probably the best bet. Trying to figure out how to do that and just get everybody together. And I know some people don't want to participate because they feel like it's a job, and that's fair. That is really fair. I understand that. But if you get it rocking and rolling decent, and it's good content. People from around the world, and that's the main goal. That was my main goal, is to bring people from around the world to do this, and it's kind of cool how it happened. I mean, I didn't do it. We just all came together. It was just a matter of starting it, and you start talking, and we find personalities that get along, and the next thing you know, we develop good friendships.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I also never thought that. I just went to this platform, and I never had any expectations. I thought, you know, I'm just going to try out here. But I never thought that you would come to this kind of place. Like, there's actually people who, yeah, you synchronize with, and actually just catching on, and they seem to be in a similar path. So it's, I'm very happy about it.
Right, I am too. Every time I look at, I click on this on the app or something. I was like, woohoo, I got 4 followers, and now it's like 119 or something like that. I'm happy with 119. It just keeps going up. So that's neat. That it's just neat that people like to hear what you have to say. And you don't get harsh comments on Podbean.
And you try not to, really. But there is people out there that do harsh comments now and then, so you try not to really.
Yeah, you deal with it. Can't take anything personally on any platform. Otherwise, you get swamped with people just telling you how shit you are.
Yeah. That's one difficult when I'm doing my thing and it's just me and having a conversation. I'll glimpse over at the other computer and I'll see the comments on there, and then I'm pausing and I'm reading them. Not that they're negative, I'm just trying to catch up with them, because there is a lot of good things that people say. I try to catch up and try to mention them, and then other times I just get distracted from more than that. So it's like a long, long pause.
Yeah, it's not easy. What do you got? You got Discord?
Mm-mm.
Because a lot of times when you get Discord, you have like your chat room, you have your actual monitor, and then you have your actual other monitor where you can be able to do another certain thing. So,
my son actually he's like, I'm checking my Discord. I'm like, what's Discord? And this was like 2 days ago, so I had no clue. I stayed out of all this social media stuff, everything else, for many years, and then I get on there and then I get banned. But I didn't like Facebook. I didn't like everybody knowing my business. Same thing with Instagram. Back in the days, I'd post cute little things on my son's business, other friends out there, but I was never connected into that realm. I never needed Facebook. I more or less the searched articles, things like that. Was never a huge Instagrammer. I'd just look at my thing with movies and celebrities, just stuff like that, just checking out that fictional realm that they live in. Other than that, I never was posting myself all over. And Podbean's pretty much it. Tumblr. And when I'm on my cast, it's hooked up to Stitcher and Apple and all those other things. And so there's less of that. Hear what I have to say, and when you guys are on, there's lots that hear what you guys have to say.
Yeah, it's interesting, man, because really 40% is the content and 60% is the marketing. And that's one thing I learned from the kitchen business. It's like the bulk of it, delivering the product is 40% of the business, and the rest of it is, in the kitchen business, is cold calling and marketing. So that's kind of the way I work too.
Oh boy.
If you want to be heard or seen or show something creative, it has to be out there. So there's a certain marketing attached to it in a way.
Yeah, the marketing is part of the product. You've got to think of it as the. And this is you're talking to a man who's just started a TikTok account, so it's like I'm in the world of 17-year-old students. And it's not my world at all, but I'm going to give it a go. Because literally,
yeah, I was looking into the TikTok as well.
Marketing is part of the content.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, yeah.
And, so I'm going to play with it and see what I can do with it. All right, guys, we just hit the hour mark.
Love to you.
I'm going to wrap it up in about 5 minutes. So if you want to tell everybody where you are online, and we'll point a few people in your direction. Is there anything you want to promote?
Well, my show was supposed to be also on tonight, but I'm not sure I'm going to make it now. But of course I do my World Gone Mad podcast as much as I can, usually a couple of, at least 5 or 6 times a week. And now I do my Good Morning Amsterdam, of course, in the morning, getting some local news out. But I do hope to get to the real fun bits where we can, what Jack was also talking about, great stuff, interesting things. I like music, I like health. There's so many great things I would like to do rather than this. But for now, it's still the World Gone Mad.
Yeah, I'm trying to promote more of what DC does, what new stuff would DC come out with. You know, I'm trying to get that. But the content for this is kind of hard, so I've been trying to think of new ideas of what DC could do, what they couldn't do. You know, so I'm taking it from there, making it my own personal opinion to do it.
All right, man, that's cool. I don't know whether Jack's still with us. Are you still around, Jack?
I am, and mine's the Axiom World Alliance. I didn't come up with that name, but I like it. It's just the Truth World Alliance. It's not about me. It's about everybody else and when we're on there. So I try to do my best each and every day. It is my best, and I try to bring content of the happenings that people aren't necessarily aware of. Right now I'm on this DARPA kick, going through DARPA's website, and I feel that it's important because DARPA relates to a lot of what's going on, and there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I look through that realm of it, and then I look into the other side of it. I look into the consciousness side, I look into the spiritual side, I look into the... I don't get into too much of the demonic side. I just don't like to mess with that stuff. I'd rather have somebody that's a 20-year professional talk about that than some dude that's on the website.
All right, cool. And then mine's turned into all sorts of things. I've got Live from the Laundry Room on Sundays. I've got a thing called BitChute Fridays now as well. And various other things, so I don't know where it'll end up. There'll be a format I settle on eventually, but it mostly comes under Free Association podcast roundtable and radio show, which is all over Google Podcasts and Spotify and all those places.
Well, you're keeping yourself entertained.
Absolutely,
that's a good thing.
Making shit up as I go along and having fun with it. That's the key.
Are you trying to make money out of it? Or just have it for fun?
I'm trying both, really. I've set up a couple of premium... set up 3 premium podcasts or 4. But I haven't got any traffic to them as yet. I mean, there's a couple of subscribers on one of them. but the others don't have any subscribers. So there's a free association premium, which is going to be extra content for people who want to support what I'm doing. There's another one that's about power corruption, lies, and money, which is where I'm going to put all this sort of stuff that we've been doing over the last few months, so that I can focus on doing kind of entertainment stuff and things that I want to do. So all the COVID stuff and the military industrial complex stuff and the political corruption stuff is all going to go in power corruption, lies, and money.
So you want to do it more like greed, military deception, some sort of all into one, right? That's what you want to do?
But I'm trying to separate them out into categories so that I can put one type of content in one place.
So you're doing it like Joe Rogan and Jocko and a few other podcasters that do their own little thing. You're trying to do it that way, correct?
I'm trying to do my own thing, yeah, exactly.
That's a pretty good idea. So Sam's just talking about one topic, you can have more than one.
I talk about anything. If I find something I'm interested in, I'll set up a premium podcast and see what I can do with the content. Because it's ultimately you're talking about 35 beans, which is what, I don't know what that works out in money, but it's not money. I know you can get me a couple of cups of coffee, but it won't get me much more than that.
35 beans, I think that's the birthday cake. So they switched to the cake. Why? They got one for champagne, one for gold, 14 for balloons. So yeah, you got quite a bit there.
So that's the idea. Keep it affordable in terms of beans. But it has to be enough to pay me more than just a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people don't have the money to do it, though. Like me. You know.
Yeah.
I just have fun on your shows, you know. Enjoy the conversation. Talk about whatever you guys talk about. That's me.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is what I'm doing. But ultimately, if I'm talking about something specific and it's good content, then it's going to be worth paying for. So why not give somebody the opportunity to pay for it as well?
My brother has a good idea. He's a pretty analytical dude. And we were talking about this, and he's kind of been pushing a lot of it. And where it's, you start out with basically a preview of the content, and then when you get up to the real nitty gritty, and you got to make it. And we listened to a few podcasts when we had service on our trip, more the drive down, and there's was some pretty good guys out there. And then where it stops is it does the build up, and then if you want more, you go to the website, you do a Patreon for like $7, and then you get the rest of the hour or 2 hour or whatever it is. And these people make some pretty good money doing that. And I feel bad about the doing that build up that relates a lot to the sales, but at the same time, you make a living doing it. And if it's good enough, you know, $7 a pop on there, you can afford to pay a few cup of coffees per month. But I feel that if, and especially people from around the world, you get together, pre-record, and do that. They're making money doing it. So
that's true.
You can get the free content right here on Podbean. But however, you can always stop at that for an hour on Podbean, and then you can do your Patreon for the rest of it. So maybe I'll do that, and if I get backlash, we'll see about that. But it's a matter of everybody's perspective. It's kind of like a game, you know. Hey, I found this. Is this true or false? And then you have somebody else pull up the research, and they're like, well, you know, and you get people really captured into that. And then it's, hey, hear the rest of this. Go to the Patreon account, spend your $7, and boom. And a lot of people do it. I mean, I would probably do it if I had more funds to hear some of it, because I like their enthusiasm. They're just enthusiastic because it's fun. It's good things to talk about.
It's not always the drab of the COVID stuff or the political stuff. It's, you know, the mysteries of stuff is what I get really captivated into.
That's true. I'm trying to look for a partner for mine so I can be able to join his show and then join my show if we go that route. You know, I've been trying to find a partner that talks about not just DC in general, but what happens if DC World never existed, or if they had a certain scenario I thought of. Kind of like what they do with video games or DC Comics, you know.
Right.
That's what I try to do. That's what I'm trying to do.
And then I've had promises of, I have my best friend. He lives in my basement half the time. Half the time he's out, but it's, hey, I can do that. And he has really great ideas, and he can really put this stuff together. He has a mind for it, but I've been waiting for him to do this stuff for 7 months to help me out. So I'm just going to.
He hasn't helped you.
Right. He just does this. He has his own dreams and aspirations, and that's cool. But this is what I want to do, and it's just a matter of being able to get out of what my mind is with the right help and the right people to really put something together. It's always great to theorize, and we all get excited. Yeah, we're going to do this, and then nothing comes from it, from my part or some other part, because we're all individuals. But it's, in my belief, if everybody is as passionate as I am, and I get pretty passionate about things, and I'm gung-ho, once I want to do it, I do it, and everybody comes together, we do our part, amazing things can happen, and we each get to live our lives too, but at the end of the day, we can all sit down and have a cup of coffee, no matter where we're at and what time it is in the world, because that moment of time doesn't exist, only for this moment.
I mean, yeah, if you have coffee or soda with your drink, you know, whatever you're drinking, you gotta have something, like a type of beverage, because you're gonna spend, like, close to 2 hours talking about what you're talking.
Right. And that's what I was talking about earlier today, setting up my, finally getting my area put together today once we get our place cleaned up. Because I'm a walker and a talker. So whenever I'm, like right now, this is perfect because I have my phone in my hand. I'm not stationary and I can walk around, pace back and forth and have a great conversation, but then when it comes to the actual setup where I need to be in front of my computer with the notes and everything else on that, I have to be in a nice, comfortable position to be able to sit for that long. I just have the problem. Well, number one, it hurts the hell out of my back. But number two, I seem to think better when I'm pacing and walking and back and forth and not staring at a computer screen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm gonna wrap it up at this point, I think, because it's I know Freedom Warrior's got to do another show, and I want to get something to eat, so I'm gonna wrap up. But thanks for coming in, Punisher. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Anytime.
You've added an extra ingredient to the show, and Jack, a pleasure as always, and Freedom Warrior, definitely a pleasure.
Yeah,
so show number 5 is 7 o'clock my time next week, which is basically the time that everybody came in, just about anywhere. So whatever that was, yeah. that's the time. If you want to come back,
yeah.
I'm able to start a show later tonight. If you're allowed to come in, if you're awake, and if you're bored, you're allowed to come in. All 3 of you guys.
Right.
Yeah, I'll probably be sleeping by that time, but let's see how far I can get.
If you're not that tired, I'm just staying. Let's start around 7 o'clock, apparently, so.
All right, if I'm
7 o'clock your time.
The week, then I'll come in.
7 p.m., yeah.
Okay.
Well, so we'll see. That's going to be...
Even if you stop by and say hello, I don't really give a damn.
Just pop in. Pop in and say hi. Give me some hearts.
All right. Good stuff, guys. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Ben. All
right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Anytime.